Amazon workers get ready to cast ballots on whether to unionize again. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. Today, the National Labor Relations Board starts sending ballots to more than 6,000 workers at an Amazon facility in Bessemer, Alabama. Organizers say they want a union so they can negotiate safer working conditions and dispute terminations. Meanwhile, two Amazon warehouses based in Staten Island, New York, are also petitioning the NLRB to unionize. Amazon says it opposes unions because it prefers to negotiate with workers directly. In response to the union effort by the Bessemer employees, which failed in an earlier vote, the company says it has, quote, always worked hard to listen to them, take their feedback, make continuous improvements, and invest heavily to offer great pay and benefits. Marketplace senior reporter Megan McCarty-Carino covers workplace culture and says it's significant these workers are getting a redo.
The first time around, the National Labor Relations Board determined that Amazon had illegally interfered with the election, mainly by installing a postal box at the warehouse that could have confused workers into thinking that Amazon itself was holding the election. This time around, that's not going to be happening. But organizers do say that having gone through this previous time, that they have a lot more sort of publicity and visibility. However, there has been a significant amount of turnover at this particular warehouse. So they may be dealing with, you know, a lot of people who are brand new to this.
How significant is this particular NLRB decision?
I mean, you know, a do-over is a pretty big deal. It's a pretty significant judgment. They have been ruled to, you know, have violated labor law. The problem is, I guess, practically, they still do have a pretty big structural advantage. Critics of, you know, the system say that the remedies for violating labor laws under, you know, our federal labor law are pretty weak. There's very infrequently any monetary penalties for violating these sorts of labor laws, and they are usually tiny amounts that would be absolutely insignificant to most employers, and most especially large employers like Amazon.
What will the outcome of this election say to the rest of the tech sector about union efforts in this industry?
Well, I think just the mere fact that they're having a do-over is a signal that this National Labor Relations Board, which now has a Democratic majority that's more labor-friendly, is going to be interceding on the part of labor, putting these companies on notice. If you do things that are questionable, you know, you're probably going to get hit with a violation. And certainly, these are very high-visibility elections. It definitely, you know, I think transmits the message to workers just sort of educationally about how these kinds of things work.
And this is not the only big union effort in the tech industry at the moment. There's also one happening at Activision Blizzard. What are the stakes there?
This is a company that's been really embattled over the last year. You know, they've been subject to all kinds of investigations and legal actions for harassment and treatment of women in the workplace. And so there's already kind of been this shifting balance of power at that company, you know. But of course, this is a very different workforce than we're talking about at the Bessemer warehouse. These are sort of specialized white collar tech workers who have had a lot of success over the last several years, kind of organizing collective action without a traditional union. I think it remains to be seen whether traditional union organizing is going to be the route that these types of workers are going to take, because it is more questionable, you know, what they're going to get out of a collective bargaining agreement when they already have sort of some of the top wages and benefits in the economy.
Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino. And now for some related links. AL.com is covering this union vote and has a story with a headline that's basically the question everyone is asking. Will Bessemer's Amazon union vote be any different this time? We'll have a link on our website, marketplacetech.org. And NY1.com has more news on the union efforts in Staten Island, including the story of the months-long protest outside one of the warehouses there, as workers have been trying to persuade their colleagues to join their cause. We'll also have a link to Amazon's full statement after that last vote in Bessemer, in which the company highlights its guaranteed minimum wage of at least $15 an hour and health care benefits for workers. And for what it's worth, Amazon was among several tech companies out with quarterly earnings Thursday. Despite problems with supply chains and staffing shortages, profits and revenues were still up. Another thing going up? The cost of Amazon Prime, from $119 to $139 a year. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.